Doctor?
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 And doctor.
Can you tell we've been talking about healthcare just a little bit on the program this hour? Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. It is time for movies. You know, I think that Michael Bay has become a retirement program for Hollywood stars who basically do their artwork and then they say, I got to do a couple of Bay movies to build the new house in Malibu.
Sure, sure. It's a great 401k right there.
Transformers Ride, The Last Knight.
Does he have to loom like that?
Bonjour, chérie.
That was a nice ride. I mean, you can roll right at the Buckingham Palace and that thing.
Okay, you, American man, shut it.
So we've got Mark Wahlberg.
That's right.
As part of the program.
Laura Haddock there as an Oxford professor that he teams up with. You know, he's the small town Texas inventor. She's the hot British lady. And they're going to, on a mission to save the world from the Decepticons, they're going to try to yank the world into some kind of off its orbit, destroy it, claim the planet. You know, I think the first Transformers movies, I don't know how you felt about them. The first couple of them with Shia LaBeouf, I kind of thought they were fun. I enjoyed them. They were smart, self-aware, silly. The more these films have gotten serious, where they ask us to take the Transformers very seriously as saviors of humanity, they try to tell us in this one that they were fighting alongside the Arthurian Knights and the Allies in World War II. And the more the film kind of gets into this sort of stuff, the more I find it just insufferable. And this film, I have to say, is the worst of the lot.
Mm.
And I feel like franchises in general this summer are really, the wheels seem to be falling off. Pirates of the Caribbean, The Mummy, Transformers now, the other King Arthur movie that we saw. I really feel like all these movies are blending together and they're doing badly and people are not going to see them the way they used to. I don't know what's happening, but I think there's a trend there.
Hmm. Transformers Last Knight, not a big recommendation.
Not for me, no.
So instead, we should march ourselves back into movie history by, I guess it's back to the present, The Beguiled from Sofia Coppola.
Yes.
How did he get here?
He was all alone in the woods.
I couldn't leave him there to die.
You know you're not supposed to go that far.
Is he dead?
No, not yet. Quick, we need to move him to the port.
This sort of romantic, what is it called? The Stockholm Syndrome kind of weird movie. I remember this from the 70s.
Yes, that's Clint right. Eastwood. So you remember the Clint Eastwood version.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a little Clint Eastwood in that role?
Absolutely.
You are not our guest. If you get any ideas of trying to amuse yourself with any of the ladies in this house, you will
just
find
a minute.
Yourself out on that road so fast you won't know what happened to you.
So there you go, a little glimpse back into an overlooked film, the Clint Eastwood canon. Sofia Coppola's version, I would say, is far superior. It's very well made, great cast. Colin Farrell in the Clint Eastwood role.
And it really takes the issues that were latent, I felt, in the original in the 70s and goes with them, runs with them.
You know, to me, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that
okay.
One thing I think about this movie, you know, it's basically a chiller, wounded Union soldier arrives in an all-girls boarding house during the Civil War. You know, this idea that the women in this film are all these very, you know, catty, sort of sexually voracious catfighters who want to descend upon this man, that just doesn't seem like a 2017 version of womanhood to me. And the other thing I'm going to say about this film, even though I did like it, though it's a good film, Sofia Coppola completely strips out the slave character from the original, Hallie, who I thought was one of the best and most interesting and most dignified characters in the film. She omits her completely, and that seems like the wrong decision to me. So even though I feel like this movie doesn't really speak to me or really speak to the times, I still think it's a compelling watch. It's very chilly and creepy and atmospheric, and I enjoyed it, but with some reservations there.
Great performances. You got to miss Geraldine Page.
Geraldine Page in the original, right, but Nicole Kidman is fantastic. Elle Fanning, Kirsten Dunst, everyone's great in this movie.
The Beguiled, from the very mysterious and fascinating Rafer Guzman, who joins us every Friday for movies. Rafer, have a great weekend.
You too, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.